Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network. Thankfully, and I give him praise, I have this opportunity to host this prayer gathering for just a few minutes at the very head of the day. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. Today is Thursday, and it's June 26th, and how are you feeling today? I'm glad you asked. I feel great and had a wonderful night of rest. Got up right on time, looking forward to being with you in the presence of the Lord on this wonderful day that He has given us. And in our zone, it rained pretty much. We had some thunderstorms during the night, which was very conducive to good sleeping, deep sleeping, good resting. And so they were a blessing. And we said, how can we be thankful for thunder showers? Well, we don't have to water the grass today, that's for sure. Nor the plants or the trees. They need the water and they need the electrical treatment that comes from by way of thunderstorms and the lightning and those things. Those trees are getting they're lush, and we have a couple of concrete planters in front of our church building, if you will, and they are doing so great. I had my hand in that, you know, putting together some of those arrangements so that it blooms and really enhances and contributes to our psychological well-being as we pass by them and look at the flowers. And so I'm glad that they got a good treatment on last night. They needed watering, and so they received that, and whatever else they needed, they have it. Today, we are focused on the fact that Christ is Lord over the high places. Now, you have read in the Word, I'm sure, where reference is made to high places. And what are the high places? In the Word of God, God made it clear, and He made clear statements about the high places of worship built to worship foreign gods. And these places, excuse me, were foreign for sure to the worship of Yahweh, who is the one true God. Are there high places today? Absolutely. Therefore, God wants His people, as He said back then in His Word, He pointed out to His people, the people of Israel. He said that they should tread on those high places. Now, the high places today, let's take a quick look at some of those. It says that they are the media, they're the culture, entertainment, science, politics, and Satan has taken over and now commands those places. Now, what does God want us to do about that? He wants us to be more than observers of what happens. We are to tread on those high places, because those high places are the spots or territory from where Satan launches his assaults against people, and in particular the people of God. So if we look at those places through the prism of the Scriptures, we will see that those high places exist today. And Jesus Christ is Lord over every high place. If it does not honor him, it's to be torn down, the ground salted, so that that high place is never built again. And also, those high places, those territories, those mountains, so to speak, can be taken over by the people of God. Let us pray. We are going to move right into the privilege and presence of the Lord, and we want to share his heart, how he feels about the high places. Let us take a quick look at the Word of God, and let's get his heart and his sentiment, and hopefully we are in a place where he has downloaded and will download to our own spirits and being his direct feelings about it as we look at the Word to see what he says already about it. Looking at Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Version, if you may. These are the statutes and ordinances which you shall be watchful to do in the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, gives you to possess all the days you live on the earth. You shall surely destroy all the places where the nations you dispossessed served their God or their gods, upon the high mountains and the hills and under every green tree. You shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars and burn their asherim with fire. You shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy their name out of that place. Well, that's one portion of Scripture directly giving instructions to the people of God, and we can take that as a very current directive from God to us. Then there's another place in the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy in verse 29. It says, happy are you, Israel, and blessed is yours, and blessings is yours. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, the sword that exalts you? Your enemies shall come, fawning and cringing, and submit feign obedience to you, and you shall march on their high places. And one last word. There are many, many, many words from God concerning high places and our relationship to those and what it should be. Lastly, in Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 30, says, and I will destroy your high places devoted to idolatrous worship and cut down your sun images and throw your dead bodies upon the wrecked bodies of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you with deep and unutterable loathing. All of these are the words of God concerning high places and the worship, the idolatrous worship that is directed from those places. So you see, high places are the devil's plan and plot to not submit to the King of Glory, but to for the world to do its own thing. And that is still true. The high places are, just to mention a few, the media, politics, science, entertainment, culture. All of those are instruments that are being used. In themselves, they are not bad things, except that Satan has taken them over and is using them to advance the kingdom of darkness against the kingdom of light. That's the point. Let us pray. Father, we come to you today at this very opportune moment where the day has begun for us. We're looking forward to it because you've given it to us as a gift, a present from your heart. You've allowed us to see it, and this is a day that we have another grand opportunity in which to live for you, making decisions and doing works that bring you glory. A day in which we choose not to obey the promptings of the enemy and the promptings of our own flesh and hearts, to go against your laws and against your principles that you've already established and held before our eyes for us to see. You intend that this day would be one of victory for each and every one of us and for all of us collectively, a day that we will be able to tread on the enemy's high places by virtue of the fact that we are committed, total commitment to your plan and your purposes and for the fulfillment of your word in the earth, all of your promises concerning the nations. So today we gather with purpose and intent, and we ask you, Lord, if there's any hindrances between us and you, namely sin, that you would forgive us. Cast all our errors and all of our failings and weaknesses into the ocean of forgetfulness so that you remember them no more. Deposit them far from us, and we welcome the cleansing that replaces the impurities of our lives, the unholiness of our lives. And you instructed us and commanded us to be holy, and we can only do so when you have made way for our sins to be separated from us and for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, which cleanses from all unrighteousness, to be applied generously to our lives. So we thank you today for the cleansing. Thank you, Lord, that we can have continued covenant and relationship with you without hindrances. We bless your name on this day. You are our God and you are Almighty God. Your name is Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Father, we believe you today that you know the plans you have for us, and you have in your mind and your thoughts and in your purpose a good end for us, one that's marked in peace. And we thank you today. So today we lift our petitions before you. We come humbly. We come as people that need your help. And so we ask that by your Spirit today, that we would be helped. We would be lifted up so that we could stand. Stand in faith and stand on your word. We thank you for each person that has joined us today to pray and to hear your heart, to relate to you, and to receive the blessing that this day brings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we have been focusing on the fact that the Lord is God over the high places. I remember as a child in Sunday school, it took me a while to figure out what the high places were about. And finally I did, and I thought God was absolutely right and just, that he should be the one that would be permitted to have all the glory and the high places, excuse me, if in fact they exist, should be for his glory and his glory alone. The enemy should have no control over the high places. So today we're thinking of some high places that exist in our society even now. And there's the sideshow of politics. There's the culture. There's entertainment. There's the movie-making industry, the music industry. There's a science, where we're looking to science to answer all of the questions so that we don't have to ask God. And science is fine. God created all of the elements of that. God created music, all of the elements of that. So who is Lord? The Lord God Almighty. Let us pray over the high places that appear right now in our culture, in our world. The places from which worship of Satan is sourced. Let us pray. Father, you created the high places for your very own glory. Glory which is due to you and you alone. And today we agree and stand with you that the enemy be not allowed to control the high places. Today, collectively, we use the power of agreement to bind the prince of the power of the air, according to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. Today we bind the power of darkness that will control the airwaves and release filth and violence and witchcraft through the media. We bind these powers in the name of Jesus, the conquering lion of Judah. Today we take authority over the princes of the media. We do this according to Daniel chapter 8 and verse 20. We take authority over those demonic princes and we cast them down. We command them in the name of Jesus to take up their weapons and flee, even as they seek to pollute the minds of the hearers, young and old. Today we bind spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. And Lord, we ask you to destroy all of the idols in the high places and to take back the ground upon which they stood, according to Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 30. Today we pluck down the high places of the enemy according to your word in Numbers chapter 33 and verse 52. Today, as kings and priests, we break down the high places in the name of Jesus according to 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4. Also on this day, we remove Nehushtan, previous moves of God that have become idols from the high places. Father, you gave us an example in 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4. We also remove the religious spirits from the high places, those spirits that come to deceive, according to 2 Kings chapter 23 and verse 8. Let the high places of Tophet be removed, according to Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 31. Let your holy fire burn. Burn up the high places. Let the high places of witchcraft be destroyed this day in the name of the conquering Christ, none other than your Son, Jesus. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 8, chapter 28 and verse 4. We are here today, Lord, with the objective of destroying all false worship in high places. 2 Chronicles 28 and verse 25. Cause the high places to be purged through your anointing. 2 Chronicles 34 and verse 3. We also agree with you that there would be the removal of every false ministry in high places. 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 31. We remove all strange gods from the high places, according to 2 Chronicles 14 and 3. Let all high places established by any ungodly ruler be moved in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Kings chapter 23 and verse 19. Let all the places of Baal be broken down, according to Jeremiah 19 and 5. Today we prophesy to the ancient high places, and we move legally to dispossess the enemy, according to Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 1 through 3. Cause righteous men with your wisdom to sit in the high government places of our city, of our country, our nation, of the earth, according to Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 3. We will walk upon the high places as you commanded in Habakkuk 3:19. Let every high place of wickedness that has not been removed be removed on this day. 1 Kings 15 and 14. Let us ride upon the high places of the earth, and let us eat the increase of the fields, and let us suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, according to your promise in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 13. Cause all high places built by our ancestors to be removed, according to 2 Kings 18 and 4. Let not the high places our spiritual fathers destroyed be rebuilt, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 33 and verse 3. Let all the high places become desolate, according to Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse 6. Today we tread upon the high places of the wicked, according to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 29. We break the power of any sacrifice done in the high places. 1 Kings 3 and 2. We walk in the spirit of Josiah with a commitment to deal with the high places as we are today, bringing your power to bear, your power to destroy, your power to restore and deliver, according to 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 2. Lord, open rivers that flow directly from your throne in high places, Isaiah 41 and verse 18, so that your land, your earth, and the nations are nourished according to your plan and purposes by Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. That hallelujah. The high places, glory to you.
Down, down in the name of Jesus.
And we could come to you this morning, Lord.
Yes.
We need you, the one and only. All knowing, all caring, all loving, all forgiving God. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I do have. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us. I do have your line open, and if you would like to comment or bring a praise report, if you will, or a prayer request, today we are recognizing Christ as Lord over all of the high places, and there are high places pinnacle in our world today, and we feel that we needed to bring to bear the promises and to recognize the instructions that God has given concerning the high places and how we are to relate to those, what we are to do. And if you have a prayer request, if you have something to add to our prayer session today, this would be a good time to do that, as we have this grand stage and opportunity on which to stand before the Lord of hosts. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus, and we thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning, June 26th. I will share with you one other item that's in my heart's prayer list, and we want to pray and lift up Diana Davis's mother, who God is healing and causing her to recover from a serious stroke that she had several weeks ago, and she's now in recovery, in rehabilitation, and there are signs of healing, deliverance, and improvement that is appearing. So let us lift her up in prayer. I would ask, if I may, one of our prayer partners that's present with us that knows her, and I'm sure there's at least one person that knows her, and she is a wonderful sister, and I'm speaking of Diana Davis. If you would lead us in prayer, thanking God for her mother's recovery, and continued restoration and healing. If you would lead us in prayer for Diana Davis's mother, I will ask one of you to lead us. Take that on. Step out in faith and allow the Lord to use you. That's why you're breathing today, Thursday, so that he can use you. And so while I can pray for it, I mean, that's not an issue. I would love to hear someone lead us. I'd like to take the opportunity to follow and stand in agreement. So your line is open. Just step forth boldly.
Be glorified in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your spirit of the Father. Thank you for that forward question.
If you can get closer to your phone and so we can hear you a little bit clearer, it would be helpful. Hallelujah. Okay, someone is praying, but we're not able to hear their signal clearly, at least on my end. Okay. Okay. Okay, I heard an amen that came through more or less clearly. Well, we thank that individual for leading us in prayer. I know that their intent is to be heard. However, their signal was not as good as we would desire, and however, we do thank them for leading us in that prayer. And if you can hear me, I trust that you heard my response. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay.
Good morning.
Someone. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Of course.
Oh, because we barely hear the other person. I didn't know whether everybody was open enough. This is Florence, and I would like for you to lift up my nephew. You know him, Robert Thomas Jr., the one that got sick a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, how is he doing?
Well, he had to be rushed back to the hospital again yesterday. I guess they took him from the school again. And I don't know all the results. They were waiting for tests last night. So please lift him up. Like you said, the enemy in high places is working overtime. So I have confidence he's going to be okay. He's going to be fine. But the enemy is very busy, but, you know, he's a young man, you know, he's a family, you know, wife, children, and a grandbaby, but please lift him up. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure that the stent they put in is working properly. Do you remember I told you?
So he's in the hospital presently.
He's in St. Bonamus. Do you remember I told you he had 70 to 75% of a clogged artery, and they unstopped the clog. It was plaque. Okay. They cleaned out the plaque, and they put a stent. And then he came home and, you know, was doing okay. Went back to work. Well, because school is almost over. Excuse me. School is almost over, but he had to go do some paperwork. And so yesterday it happened that he had to go back. So I don't know the extent of it, but just please lift him up. Thank
you. All right. We know who the chief physician is at the emergency room and at the hospital. We know who he is. He's none other than the Lord himself. And we're going to together, again, leverage the power of agreement that has been made so clear to us in the scripture, that if two would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. And we are certainly praying in the light of God's word and God's promises that we can call on him for help. Let us pray right now. Father, we lift up this brother because you are his keeper. You have kept him until this minute. He could not have kept himself. You kept him. And Father, we're believing that this situation, this set of circumstances, comes for an opportunity for you to show yourself strong concerning this brother. Father, you are the chief physician over every one of us. You are a healer. You are a provider. And we send the word of healing right now to the room at the hospital at St. Barnabas, where our brother is laying and receiving and awaiting recovery and restoration, complete healing.
Yes,
and we send the word for complete healing.
So
that your hand, through the hands of the doctors and nurses and everyone that has to do with his case, are healing hands, and that he would be recovered and raised up to be in better shape than even before.
Yes,
because you're now changing some situations so that his life is one of health, service, and glory to you. We rebuke the strategies and plans of the spirit of destruction, the spirit of ill health. We command those demonic forces to take up their weapons right now and to flee. And to come down from their positions in the name of Jesus. Father, we look to you because our help comes from you. So thank you for the praise report that is in the making even now concerning our brother and his complete recovery. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. For your glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank
the name
you.
Of the Lord.
Answer to Jesus. We thank you for touching this young man. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Praise his name. Praise
glory
his name.
To you, Lord. Glory
praise
to you.
His name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Praise
you are the one worthy. We thank you, Lord. We give you all honor, glory, praises belong to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's your name,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you this morning,
glory
Lord.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Worthy of it. Call on your name, Lord.
Yes, oh God.
We call on your name, Jesus. Your name that has the healing power.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Mm. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for reaching out to him now, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
For his
yes.
complete Thanks. And full Hallelujah. Healing, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Blessing him from
yes.
the top of his head to the top of his soul, Lord. We thank you.
Yes.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, not only for his healing, but for his salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Prove yourself mighty and prove yourself strong
Hallelujah.
To him that when he gets over, Lord, he will know that it's only you and
yes.
you could have done it, Lord. Reveal yourself to him. Reveal yourself to him, to his family, to his wife, to his children, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Reveal yourself to that family, Lord. Oh, God, they will give you the honor, the glory.
Yes.
And they will forever know who you are, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank
yes.
you for doing it, Lord. Thank you for doing it, Lord. That he would be an instrument, that he would be a blessing to others, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
That he would know that you
that
were deliverer.
He will know, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
That Hallelujah.
Testimony unto
Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise the name of Jesus.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Thank
glory
you, Jesus.
To your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah, but, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
Hallelujah.
Be to God.
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this
glory to your name, Jesus.
Prayer that you've given to us as a grand privilege and opportunity such as only
yes,
you can
Lord.
Give. This
yes,
is your
God.
Day. It's a day that you've made, and we thank
yes.
you for this time of intercession, and we thank you for each person that joined us today. We thank you for those that were unable to but would have liked to. We pray your richest
yes,
blessing
Lord.
On all
yes,
on this day.
All, Lord.
In the yes. name of Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you.
Praise the Lord. We have a matter of seconds.
Hallelujah.
I just want to remind you that on Saturday's the 28th, and that's the day we begin to pray for the Muslim communities and nations, beginning in our immediate community and around the world. Pray for them as they begin to celebrate Ramadan. Begin to have a smile and share the joy with Muslims. I've been in discussions with some friends of ours who are Muslim, and we were talking about their celebrations coming up. And I'm encouraging them to hear the Lord and to hear the word of the Lord, because the Lord loves every Muslim and wants every Muslim to be under the rulership of the Lord and Savior of all, none other than Jesus Christ himself. And so let us begin to pray, look towards praying on Saturday. As you can see, there's tremendous conflict going on in places like Syria, Lebanon, Iraq right now, Muslim against Muslim. Who's the author of that? Satan doesn't care. You know, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we, the people of God, God would have us pray for them. How many children are on the run right now, not able to go to school because of what is going on there? And even in our communities, there are so many that are searching. People are really searching, and they want to be satisfied. And they're looking where they can. So we are to pray that the light would shine in such a way that they would see the open door and perhaps enter. So we'll be praying for Muslims everywhere, beginning in our own community, pray that the light of Jesus Christ would come in a way that leaves them totally free to worship the one true God. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Well, we thank God for you as usual. You've been a blessing by having joined us today. And we're looking forward to being with you on tomorrow as well. And while we leave out, I would like to read a benediction in our ears. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Amen. May God bless you richly on this Thursday. Victory. Hallelujah.